This poem came from an experience I had this summer. I went to a reading in Boulder, and this guy was reading. It was pretty good reading. He was going on and on and on. And there was this one line that really got me. I really enjoyed. And it was funny because after the poem, he stopped and he said, "You know, sometimes I'm not sure where it comes from. I don't know who wrote that." And he quoted that line that I really liked. I don't know who wrote that. And it kind of took me back to almost 30 years ago when I was writing an awful lot of poetry and going in and in and writing and going in and writing and going in. And I wrote this poem, and it just scared me. When I read it, it just totally scared me of it. I was kind of freaked out. In fact, I didn't write for a couple years after that. I was so scared from where I'd ended up. So anyhow, I wrote this poem kind of out of those experiences. But I never could decide on a title, so it has two titles. Do not run from your poet self, or no one really has to know the whole story, for Billy Collins. Do not fear your poet self when you discover him under your lifeboat hiding. Do not punish him like a pathetic stowaway. What he has to say will not throw you overboard. He is you as much as you are he. Do not say, "Who is that that writes this? I do not know him." No matter what he says, it will not hurt for long. Just a little pinch. Like a doctor giving a shot, his words will heal you in the end. It will hurt him more than it hurts you. He will not preserve your pain, only hold it up shining to the night like a broken sexton. After a while, you will be released from your agony. You will be left at peace and adrift in a small boat now all your own. You will have clean water and food for your mind, perhaps a wooden oar or a golden sail full of wind if you wish, and a map just in case you are ever lost here again. Never call it mutiny or torture the words that swirl in his wake as he slips beneath the waves, hoarse from screaming. For it was he who spoke up when you bobbed and wretched your way across the lonely sea, and you know you will need his help again.